sing with it anyway.
Dear Chicago, sounds bad. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Thursday, July 11th, 2013.
Free Slurpee Day!
Only in the United States is it main headlines that 7-Eleven is giving away free Slurpees, but even a bigger size than last year.
Yes, and we got some.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
every time
did.
I go to one, they're always out. They're like, sorry, we're out.
Oh, that's too bad. They just see that you're a big fatty, and they're like, oh, we can't.
No, the machines are out. You can clearly see that the machines are
out of the cups. By the way, this is episode 502.
Yes.
502.
We made it past 501. Yay.
Yeah, I thought you were going to post them like back to back so that people could have the enjoyment, and then you toyed with.
You played with people's feelings.
Though you kept calling it 0.52.
I did.
But it's really a one, right?
Well, I just said part two of episode 500, a fancy way of saying 501.
No, you literally, I saw
500.5.
He was 500.5.
500 and a half. Whatever. They enjoyed
it. It's the halfsies episode.
Yeah. There has to be a halfsies every now and then. So, you guys, we just did our 500 show, and that was crazy, and we were really woozy after it.
So crazy that you need to take the next week off.
Yes, I was like, we're taking a week off.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen each other since then, right?
I do not believe so. No.
But it's interesting, since I update Facebook and Twitter so much, you don't have to really see me.
That's true. But that's also why, so we have quality time on the show, I have you blocked on Facebook. I'm sorry, not blocked. I have you hidden.
But you can see my responses. Because you responded to my Facebook post when you asked.
No. I have you hidden in my newsfeed.
Oh, okay.
So I don't see when you post, it doesn't come into my newsfeed. One, because you're double posting in Twitters. No.
It's not double, it's quadruple.
But that's only pictures.
Yeah.
It's to Facebook, and then it's Twitter to Facebook, and then it's Twitter to Tumblr, and then Tumblr. So you get like.
No, it's
three. Four. All right. So this is how I do it. And I have not figured this out. I'm still trying. I have. Went on to Tumblr to say, stop posting my Twitter shit. But for some reason, it's not working. When I go to Instagram, I put on there Twitter, Facebook,
Tumblr.
And Tumblr.
Right.
But Tumblr. My Twitter is attached to Facebook, and then my Tumblr is attached to Twitter. And then my Twitter gets posted back. I don't know what's happening, but I need help.
Well, basically, when your Instagram posts to Twitter, it then posts to Facebook, but you're already posting from Twitter as well. So that
I know, but I posted
there.
To Facebook because it opens up its own album. If I don't post it to Facebook, then it just shows up as a Twitter link.
This is such
and I
a
want
fascinating conversation. Anyway, your posts are annoying.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, that actually, that was not what I was saying. It was just that, yes, it's been a while since we've seen each other.
And we could probably go another month without seeing each other, probably.
I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
I think actually, you know what? Let's just go until September without seeing each other.
Girl.
And then, so our Pride 48 live show is like a reunion.
504 reunion. That
wow.
would be funny.
Or something.
Or sad. Oh. Is it going to happen? You never know. Listen to the foul. Next foul, Mikey.
So anything going on?
This is not a soap opera.
My dogs are driving me fucking insane.
Oh, well, you chose to get another dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's not...
How's the deaf one doing with your other dog?
She's fine with Ivy. Ivy, not so much with Azelle. She won't leave her alone. Like, she constantly wants to play with her, bite her, run her, like, ragged. But... And it's annoying as shit. But like going outside and stuff, they're fine. Ezel has leash aggression, so we're working on that. And it's hard to do when you have a deaf dog because you have to put your hand in front of their face. And when they're like, you know, you have to take the chance that your hand's going to get bitten off.
You need,
it's
you
not
need,
bad.
You need one of those like gloves that the hawk people wear.
We had one of the, not a muzzle, but you know, the gentle walker thing.
Yeah, it clamps her mouth.
Well, it doesn't really clamp her mouth, but it keeps her from like pulling and it shuts her mouth. But she went like batshit crazy one day and like almost ripped out of it to get to a dog. And I was like, we're just going to stick with the harness and leave, you know, try to get her adjusted to dogs. So we're working on that.
Why does she have the aggression towards other dogs but not Ivy?
I don't know. It's interesting. Hmm. I don't understand that. But it's only on the leash. When you take her out to the dog park, at first she's a little skittish and we have to like pull her aside so the dogs don't like attack her. But after that, she's fine. But it's only on the leash. She goes like batshit crazy.
Do you know her history?
No, she's 2 years old and the previous owners brought her in. So I don't know how they treated her or anything like that.
Hmm. Interesting.
But they're doing good. They're house trained. Izelle knows sit and lay or down. And we actually have, because I contacted a bunch of the like training facilities around here to see if there was anyone that could help me with a deaf dog. And all of them were like, well, we could help you with a deaf dog, but you'd probably have to have private classes because they're skittish and they don't learn as fast. And it's going to be about $800. And I'm like, no. I rescued this dog, so I'm not paying $800 to get her trained. But then once somebody from the CACC contacted a guy that has a deaf dog and has trained several deaf dogs, and he got a hold of me, and he's actually going to do like basic commands and stuff for free with me.
Nice, nice. So. Nice. Speaking of that, we did have a listener, David, in Indianapolis, who was curious.
Is your friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Was curious about the raw food diet. Have you tried it? Have you looked more into it? He obviously, they don't have dogs. They're thinking about it for their cats.
Oh, yeah, they have it for cats, too.
But
yeah.
He was really curious about it because they've considered it.
I still haven't done it yet because I still find it completely gross that I have to, like, chop up hearts and lungs and shit like that. But I don't know. I just can't
You're
find
Southern.
Myself doing it.
You,
no,
you
we never... don't eat lungs and...
No, but
I don't eat livers.
Chicken livers, chicken
gizzards. I eat
chicken
livers, no gizzards. I don't eat... beef liver. I don't eat any of that stuff. I don't eat windpipes. The other day, it like freaked me out. We went to the pet store and they had a cow esophagus that the dog can eat. That's disgusting.
Do you like pate?
No.
No. No farguah?
I don't even know what that is. I don't eat it.
It's pate.
No, I don't eat that.
It's a fatty
liverwurst, any of that shit. I don't eat it.
So no Braun Swagger for you?
No.
I think it's disgusting. Bradley likes it.
Don't I actually enjoy it on just saltine crackers, and that's it.
Reminds me of my grandpa, because my grandpa was a big Braun Swagger sandwich with a giant slice of white onion, raw onion, and mustard.
The closest I get to something like that is maybe garlic bologna. That's about it. I don't do compressed liver shit.
Yeah, bologna
do
is not really pate.
I know, but that's the closest I get to what it looks like.
Right.
Like, what another thing that grosses me out is head cheese.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like, that is fucking disgusting. And who still eats that?
Well,
old ass people.
Well, that and partners who really love their partners and need to teach them how to
Femunda
clean
cheese.
Their Femunda cheese.
Oh, come on now. That is better than head cheese, the other, like, the real kind.
No, that's disgusting.
That looks gross. It looks like chunks of everything mixed in with cubes of gel and blood and pus and... whatever else you could put in there.
Yeah, one of the grossest experiences that I ever had is that I performed at a wedding right out of college in... Actually, it was the 4th of July right before September 11th.
Oh!
And it was I saw the fireworks in the mall. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. The groom's family were pig farmers from central Indiana. And so since their family is a little redneck and they were in charge of the food at the rehearsal dinner.
Oh, God.
It was all farm food. They brought their homemade lunch meats, which were so disgusting looking because it had, you know, the gigantic pieces of gelatin that you could see because it was sliced. And I was like, no, can't do this. I'll stick with the
pulled. You can make your own.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think
lunch meat like that?
How do you think it was made? Like, we go to Jeans down in the German markets, they're making their lunch meat. It's processed food. You're basically curing it.
I don't get the processed. I get like whole like turkey, like you can see.
No, but like old fashioned loaf, you know, that you used to get when you were a kid. That is, you know, has gelatin and shit
like
in it.
Like pickle loaf and shit like that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
How do you think why it's called a loaf? That's was because gross. It's.
Although I do like olive loaf, but no. I've never seen gel in it.
Well, there's not, you don't see it, but how do you think it's made? It is.
It's like bologna with olives in it, right?
Kind of, but.
Don't tell me anymore because I'll never eat it again.
Well, I think it's disgusting and I hate olives.
Well, I know you do, but I don't want to hear it because I like olives.
Okay. So anyway, you haven't done it yet.
What other gross food? Like, I want to know what other people think. Like, what's fucking nasty? Because you know people grow up everywhere.
You should also look up. We did that once. What was, remember that one half-fermented egg?
Ooh, chicken? The Asian stuff?
Which apparently a lot of people do like. You should really do some research sometime on your own about aspects.
A-S-P-E-X?
Let me see how you spell it. There's a whole section in Julia Child's cookbooks about it.
Julia Child?
Who? They're basically like meat jellos.
Oh, did you post something about that?
I don't know.
No, we were talking about it last.
Oh,
when we recorded.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's disgusting. Who would eat that?
It's A-S-P-I-C.
What is it for? Like, why?
Well, and technically, though, it's not all meat, though, because you can find recipes for like a Bloody Mary one where you're actually taking the pulp of, you know, a tomato, mixing it with gelatin and other things.
See, I'm not really a big Jell-O fan. I'll eat it if I'm forced to, but
I love Jell-O.
I was gonna say I love Jell-O.
I don't understand how people get all up in arms about how disgusting they find, like, you know, Jell-O with carrots and things like that. Because I grew up on those kind of fruit salads, and I just love going back to my grandma's house and she's got still orange Jell-O with some little shredded carrots in it.
The ones I don't mind so much are the ones that have like the cream in it. Like the sweet cream or whatever. See, it's kind of like
layered. Which is funny because other people hate that even more.
I'll eat that, but I will not eat like Jell-O loaf with like cracked pretzels in the bottom and then cashews and then peanut butter and then M&M's and no.
So for instance, two things which I think sound absolutely disgusting. poached salmon aspect.
So wait, how does it work? So you poach the salmon and then mix it with gelatin and it hardens?
It would be like in a loaf or like in a mold.
But why would, I don't understand the, why would you do that? Why don't not just eat the fish?
Because I think it's
is it old, like fancy or
it's
something?
It's like old school cooking and yeah, and fancy. Like the eggs and aspect. It's a classic French dish.
So it's like Jell-O eggs.
Yeah. Typically served as a first course. Gelatin is used to encase poached eggs in a delicate consommé.
That's weird.
Yeah, and it's all
French people are weird.
It's but a lot of cultures have it. I still find
thing,
it gross.
Is that the same thing when you consummate a marriage?
Ba-dum-ching. Ah, Shazam!
Speaking of consummating marriages, so today we were watching E, I believe it was
E Network.
Yes.
Oh my god!
And they were discussing how the new things in prenups are the love contracts, which generally some of them you've heard about before. It makes sense. Basically, like, you know, if you're caught cheating, you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think they said that Jessica Biel has one for Justin Timberlake that for every time he cheats, she gets like $10,000.
How do they know this stuff? Is it public record?
Some of them. Cause
they said this is what they assumed.
Oh.
No, I think they knew that one.
No.
Some
do
of
you think Justin Timberlake's a cheater?
I don't know. But anyway, some of them, though, have lifestyle clauses in them that even say, you know, that she doesn't get any kind of a payoff when they're divorced if she gains weight over 170 pounds. And they have stuff in there, you know, like visually, you know, if.
Well, 170 is kind of chunky for a girl. Come on.
He's giving you the face. Listeners.
I'm just saying. But that is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, why would you even marry that person if they're going to put that in?
That's what I
asked.
I mean, I can understand prenups.
Money.
To be honest, it's because, you know, sometimes you get to protect a couple things, especially when you're famous or whatever. But things like that where, you know, a reason for divorce and you to get nothing is you gaining weight.
What? If you get diabetes, sorry.
Sorry about it.
That's, I would like I don't even, if
you're speechless.
I can't even talk about it because that's just ridiculous. If Tony was like, all right, if we ever did get married, and he's like, oh, but you can't do this, this, and this. Like, if he said, oh, you can't get below 250 pounds, I'd be like, fuck you.
Well, no, but just, there are people that are like that, though. I mean, that would mean that he's really a chaser, and he's a feeder, and he's like, no, I'm going to make Ricky be 400. I can't wait to lift a
roll. Why does he sound like a white country redneck when he's Mexican?
Well, because when
Waylon doesn't know Spanish.
Well, and when he talks about lifting your rolls to dust.
He does not talk about
when he does,
lifting rolls.
He sounds like a southern redneck.
Yeah. I've heard it.
Because those conversations don't happen in Spanish. So
he's
like an NPR
host
where instead of, you know, when you say a Hispanic or a Latin word, you say it like that.
You're like,
it's when he talks about specifically American things that, you know, there maybe isn't a translation.
Like rolls.
Yeah. So he sounds like
He
sounds like an American.
You know, it's like people that sing but they sound American but they're like Asian or whatever.
Right.
They have no
like that chunky Asian kid who sings
like Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Tony, we were at Tank Noodle the other day and he goes, "Look over there." I looked over, he goes, "That's the guy that sings the Whitney Houston songs." He's a worker there and he had this huge bowl haircut, chunky like him, and I was like, it was funny.
Aw.
What was I gonna say?
That proves that racism knows no borders.
Talking about racism, I was about to hit the table, but I know people don't like that.
Yes.
All right, Anne-Marie. So the whole Paula Deen thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm sure all of you have watched a Big Brother episode or a season of Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's this girl on the Big Brother House 15.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really watch it, but I keep up with like the news and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently she's like whipping out chink, N-word.
Oh, yeah. Often.
Just like go make some rice, do your nails, queer, faggot, blackie. I'm like, what the fuck? You're not doing anything about it?
Yeah, Mark downstairs, he's a huge Big Brother, Mark from below. So much so that
we're not live, so I can't do that.
Since it's first come out, he actually pays for the overnight feeds, and he's obsessed with it. And I would agree with him that we're totally looking forward. I didn't watch last night to see, or I guess it's tonight, on who gets booted off.
Is she out?
She's either up or she's the head of household or something, and there's going to be, you know, I think the head of household always has a conversation with Julie, and you just know that Julie is going to give her some total shade because she's probably really can't talk about what's going on, but you know there's going to be some undertones.
She did talk about it on the talk.
No, I mean to them.
Oh.
Yeah, because I watched
it. Oh, yeah, because they don't know anything.
Yeah, I watched on the talk when she spoke about it. It's, yeah, whatever. People are stupid. I mean, first of all, the Big Brother, this has been going on for a really fucking long, like a decade. You know that you are.
Can't say that shit.
On camera 24/7. I do not feel, and I do agree with Julie Chen. The biggest problem with this and the biggest scary thing is she's 22 and she's in college. You don't expect this from a 22-year-old that is in college.
At first, I thought maybe they planted her in there to say those things just to see, like maybe it's part of the game and maybe see how many words she can get away, you know, something like that. But then I was like, no, this is a bitch. You know, like she's like straight up.
Well, they never would have said anything if people wouldn't have watched the overnight feeds and then started listing the stuff out. Because even
And this is like the first time they've done that, right? Like, I mean, not the feed, but the first time this has ever happened where someone's like been going off with like racism and stuff.
I doubt it's been the first, but I'm sure it's the first that it's got so much attention because people about how much it happened within the first fucking week.
Mm-hmm. It's bad.
Yeah.
And I don't even watch Big Brother anymore because it used to like ruin my whole summer. I would be so angry and furious all the time, and all I could think about is Big Brother.
When we're flipping through, if it's on, we'll watch, but I generally go to watch to see if they have any video of a guy masturbating in the shower.
Yeah, well, that's always, as soon as I see something, I'm like, oh, I'm going
there.
That's
pretty much.
Yeah. Or not even in the shower, just doing it. Yeah.
And everyone else in America will.
So speaking of that, are you watching any new TV? Like, are you watching Under the Dome or Siberia?
No.
Or Whodunit? These are all new shows.
Is that the Netflix one?
No. Ooh. Siberia is a new show that is filmed like an adventure
reality
show, but it's actually a fictional horror drama. So it's
all stage.
It's all stage, and it's actually it's not a reality show, but it is filmed like it's Survivor. But they drop these people off in Siberia, and they have to basically survive through the winter. Then if they decide to give up or whatever, there's a place they can go and they can buzz and a helicopter comes and takes them.
Maybe.
But then and then whoever makes it through the summer, they divide up. And there's no rules in this game.
So you can like kill people if you want or whatever you need to do to live.
Who really knows?
Essentially.
So what happens basically is some shit happens and there's things in Siberia, in this woods. But they still do like the confessional type, like where they do the interviews where people are like, yeah, I was really worried about them, but he had a really good point. But, you know, we really need to be helping out each other. But they're such good actors, to be honest.
It's convincing.
Because, yes, it looks like it, for my opinion, it's kind of natural.
I think everyone except for the douchebag that's solitary, the blonde one, I'm not really too convinced with him. He's like, oh, no, I'm not going to do anything because, why would I help anybody else when I want to win this competition? It's just the way he says stuff and the way he acts, I don't believe him.
But it's supernatural.
Is it on cable or can I just get it online and watch it?
No, it's on cable.
TV?
It's on NBC.
Yeah.
No,
we don't
have cable.
We don't have cable. It's an over-the-air channel.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to find it on Hulu, too.
Oh, Hulu? Okay.
It's either on, what's NBC? Is that 7?
I don't know.
I don't even watch TV. ABC. That's like, I don't know.
And yep, NBC.
Like when new stuff comes out, I don't know anything about it.
We only knew because we watch a couple things and they're on. I'm like, tonight we're missing something we really want to watch, which is a new celebrity kind of fun thing
that's
being hosted by Jane Lynch, but it's the celebrity game show where they like celebrity and real people get together and they're playing like Pictionary or things like that against each other and they're drinking wine. So like tonight it's practically like a Friends reunion.
Isn't that...
They had like, for instance, one of the things was like a face warp where they put two faces together and it's like, you know how on Wheel of Fortune they have like beginning end phrase or whatever and everything. They're supposed to guess who the two people are and their last and first name are supposed to be the same or whatever. So they merged together Kerry Russell and Russell Brand. And so your answer is supposed to be Kerry Russell Brand.
Well, it's like what I always say.
And then they separate or whatever.
Julio Iglesias.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems interesting.
It seems really fun. So let's hurry this up so we can watch it.
What time does it come on?
I don't know. Probably 8. It was probably 7, actually.
Oh, because it's East Coast?
Yeah. You said you read Under the Dome.
I'm still reading Under the Dome because I'm at a point where I'm just like,
We're a little behind in watching it, but we need to catch up since it only has a couple episodes left because it's a mini series.
How long is it?
I don't know. 6 episodes, maybe?
They said a lot of people are watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Which convinces me that the book may be good, but then was it you or someone told me that the ending like really sucked the book?
Well,
maybe it was Adam.
I Wikipedia'd.
Oh, you did
the book.
Oh, you haven't read it?
No, I was curious on what the hell was actually going on and stuff, and I'm like, oh shit. Well, so far some of this isn't happening in the TV show, and this will be interesting.
I kind of want to Wikipedia just so I know, but I paid $10 for the book, so I want to read.
You gotta read it. Yeah,
but I'm in the middle of reading all those damn books you gave me.
I know, and that movie comes out soon. Mortal Instruments.
Which looks awful.
It does look awful. So I actually paid for an iPad game, $5.
Oh,
and I have to admit that it was the best money that I've ever spent in my life.
What is it?
It's called Limbo, which apparently started off as an Xbox like arcade game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's monochromatic and it's very gothic and it's kind of creepy. But it's kind of a 2D movement game, puzzle game. So there's no instructions. You have this little guy and you make him move. Well, things happen and he dies all the time. There's no like lives. You just die and you come back to life. And you have to try to figure out how to keep going. Like, you know, you just learn to push this box. Or you learn that, oh, you're supposed to swing on that. Or you learn, you know, oh, if I get too close to the spider, he'll kill me with his legs. And it's fascinating.
Sounds like Ricky.
Yeah. It's fascinating. And so I think people should really go out there.
I might get it.
Yeah. So before we go into probably maybe some...
Emails or something.
I thought that I've experienced most things in the world where I, you know, would not be... naive at certain things. But recently, I realized that I was naive to not know that there was an ass ton of porn on Vine.
Because, I've only seen a couple things, but it's like crazy. Oh,
girl, it is.
No, it's because I think, I forgot, I was searching for something, and then all of a sudden, there was like straight guys masturbating.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Why did I not think that
like,
there would
BRB.
Be there would be porn on this? And of course, you know, they're all that the tags are spelled, you know, porn is like P0RN. And
oh, I'll have to look.
But then
now.
There's like, you know, dick for pussy, because then they're like, no, they're wanting people, you know, girls to look at it. And then I've accidentally come across where, you know, people spread their vaginas open and it's moist. Oh. And it's like, oh, this makes me
moist vagina.
But what really bugged me about the whole thing is that there are hashtags and people under there on there that are under the age of 18.
Oh.
And there is like hashtags of like 15-year-old, 14-year-old, and they have masturbatory videos on there. I will admit that I'm the old man that I reported them. There's too many to report, but I was so upset.
That's your duty now.
I was so, no.
To view underage porn and report them.
Right.
After reviewing it.
After reviewing it. No, but it really bugged me in the fact that there, and even some of the comments you could read, there's some creepy fucking old people that are talking about, you know, hey, why don't you Snapchat? Let's Snapchat, or here's my my FaceTime.
Here's my Kick.
What does that mean?
K-I-K? Yeah. It's like a chat service.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And for Instagram.
God, I'm so old. I don't even know this.
It's for Instagram.
You see that a lot, too. And I was just like, no. You are 13. First of all, that's a huge-ass fucking penis for a 13-year-old, so congratulations. However, put that away.
I don't think you could say that.
Put it away. This is not right. And then there's people that are doing this with face pics.
Oh, no.
And, like, real names. I go, first Vine, and it's him in his bathroom. I go, your parents or someone you know searching for people's names are gonna fucking find. And he's like, well, yeah, look at my little glamour shot, like high school picture. And then it's
bam, dick.
Bam. I'm like, no, no, no.
Report.
Bam, dick.
No.
Psst, call me.
But I don't do anything with Vine except I really enjoy these mini series that Logo's been doing because they're hilarious. Mm. And a couple other things that I find absolutely hilarious, but I never, never, for some reason, crossed my mind that there would be workarounds for people to do porn.
I've seen a few porn stars on that, like, from Twitter, though. I mean, they post theirs.
Yeah.
Like, this one guy, I looked at one, he goes, I can lick my own ass. So then you see the Vine, and he's holding the phone up to the mirror, and he's naked, and he's like, licking his butt.
Stupid.
So yeah, I was appalled, and I did not realize that I was still...
I have to go do some searching, but not for underage, but, no. You know.
Bullshit.
Oh,
for regular people.
I will tell you, though, when you do search, you will find some very large poppy penis, which you will be very excited
about. What do I look
about.
For?
I think, really, if you just...
Poppypenis.com?
...looked up dick or gay porn, you'll find it.
Okay. I'm on a mission.
You'll find it. All right.
So do we have an email or a phone call or something?
Yeah.
I'm sure we got some stuff, right?
Well, we do have two from Miss Anne Marie.
Well, one's from the 400 or 500, right?
Yeah. Well, we have one that she sent the day after we recorded. Actually, she was listening to the live show part one. Thank you, Ricky. So I wanted to contribute.
You're welcome.
Drink recipes, and some are obvious ones. Some of these actually sound pretty good. The banana gayakery. It's a banana daiquiri. But you make it with gayakery.
Okay, whatever.
With coconut rum. There's the chunky monkey. Same drink, just throw in a few pieces of unblended banana for garnish. I like this
sounds
one, though.
So nasty.
Ginger beer, you're fucking it up.
Ginger bear,
you're fucking it up. Bacon infused bourbon.
Ugh. It's not pill bacon.
Get one 750 milliliter bottle of
pill. Just teaching you how to. She's telling us how to do the infused.
Oh, okay.
But I don't see what the drink is for that one. Whatever. The banana hammock. There's a little prep involved, but who couldn't enjoy a drink with this name where the instruction literally tells you to rim the glass? with spiced banana dust. But hey.
Hey.
Spiced banana dust kind of sounds like my new rock band name.
Spice banana dust?
That's my new rock band name.
I actually think that either that could,
I bet it's taken.
Is that your, that's your drag name?
Yes. Spice banana dust.
No, ginger. Ginger spice banana dust. There you go.
God.
Ricky's car wreck. That's hilarious. Absolute vodka, Bacardi, 501, 551 rum, Chambord, peach schnapps, and orange juice.
That sounds kind of delicious.
Especially because it's blended. Friends on the beach. It's no different from sex on the beach. You're just claiming it's only friends, just like Brad and Wheeler.
You shut your dirty mouth.
Snacks, spice nuts. Choking the chef is optional, but should be consensual. Let us learn from
Nigella Lawson.
Is she going through? Oh yeah, she's going through a divorce, right?
Yeah. Do you know why? Because
her husband cheated on her with a man.
No. So you saw the pictures or the video or whatever of him with his hands around her neck.
Oh.
And so people make a big deal about it.
Uh-huh.
Well, he said that they were just having fun and it wasn't blah, blah, blah. Well, she didn't really come to his defense. So he's divorcing her for that. Because basically trying to say that she's the bad person because she should have come up to his defense to tell her that it wasn't true. And she didn't. So they're getting a divorce. Which therefore must mean it's probably true. Twig and berries. Just throw some pretzels and some craisins together in a bowl. For a minute, I thought I said with Kesha, but it's Kashi.
Thank you, Anne Marie Parker. We can always rely on you to send us a long ass email to read that we can't really read because we're retarded and can't speak. But
right. So then she also yesterday sent us a message that I think is really, really towards you, Ricky. Okay, dude. For reals.
With a Z.
Stop touching the mic. I listen to podcasts through headphones at work all day. And every time you touch that mic, I just about have a seizure. It hurts my ears so bad. I have even contributed in the past for the new equipment fund. So now I'd like to contribute to a fundraising idea. If more money is needed to stop the ear torture, get t-shirts made for Pride 48.
Okay, wait. Before we go any further, it's not all the time that I'm touching the mic that it happens. If somebody touches the table, mic.
No. The loud one is that when your hand bumps up the connector from the mic to the cable. It does not happen when you hit the bottom.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm hitting the bottom right now.
It's free.
Stop touching me.
Anyway.
Kidding. Oh.
Wow.
Wow, wow. It was a joke.
Now you know. The more you know. So now I'd like to get t-shirts made for Pride 48. Put the Foul Monkeys logo and an image of a mic on them. One of the t-shirts put, I'm Ricky and I can't stop touching it.
Y'all.
And then on the other two shirts put, I'm Waylon or Brad. Donate $5. $5 towards new mics and Ricky will let you touch it.
You can also donate $5 as well.
And then congratulations. Thank you for 500 episodes of fun and funny. Loved every minute unless Ricky touched it. You even graciously thanked all your wonderful past co-hosts, even though there's probably one or two you would have liked to beat with a stick until candy fell out.
I wouldn't eat candy out of them either.
Hashtag truth.
I said Ricky's giving the face up.
For real.
Just two. Thank you, Anne Marie Parker. And I will try not to touch the mic. Or burp in your ear. But, well, we need to work on new equipment. But that's kind of hard. None of us are all together at the same time. And whatever. Sure. It's free, I guess. So,
well.
I can't really. I wish I could, but I can't spend like $1,000 on new equipment. I'm sorry.
But a bag. Yeah. You could.
Yeah, because it's my life and I can do what I want.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Reminds me of a post that someone had posted where they were commenting on how the clothing that they were wearing they never would have worn when they were younger. Mm-hmm. And that if they ever said that they would have worn that someone should tell them like it's not appropriate. But now that he's actually at an age where it's no longer inappropriate, that it's okay. And it reminded him of something his aunt once said when another aunt looked at her and was like, Diamonds so early in the day? And she goes, look, I'm old. I can do what I want.
What does diamonds so early in the day have to do? Does that mean you're a whore or something?
No, I'm just sure that in back in the day,
it was
when you wore diamonds,
it's like white after
that
Labor
that
day.
Was that's a, oh. a formal thing. It's oh, not something okay, okay. that you, someone would it. Wear during daytime. It's like mm-hmm. wearing sequins during the day.
Sequinsed.
Sequins should only be worn at night and by a drag queen.
Thank you.
But anyway, we do have some voicemails.
Thank you, Anne-Marie Parker. We love you as a listener and keep emailing us. Please.
Look, see?
No. What was funny about
did
that?
Did you see that? Just headbutt no. your face?
First of all, that was a different sound. And yes, I just smacked
headbutted.
My head into the microphone.
It's like your neck muscles just stopped working like, and you fell face first.
I'm so excited.
You got mic deep in it.
I'm so excited for what you're playing
wait,
next.
Let me see. We should wait for the next one.
Oh.
Because it's like, you know, like.
Oh, are you given time signals?
Given, I'm the producer. Like, I can't talk.
Well, first of all,
so
again, Ricky, it makes no sense to not say the time on the air if you're going to pause and say, well, everyone, well, we probably should wait for the next show because it's. Quiet while you're hand motioning the time.
I'm sorry, my hands aren't as good at that.
Stop touching it. Okay.
Well, let's
so we but have, apparently it's really exciting what we're about to do.
It is. We can wait for the next show. However, so we'll just go ahead and do one last email because we do have an email from the website.
Okay.
And it's apparently a suggestion for me from Anthony. I'm really behind on the podcast, but on episode 487, you mentioned how you like to type out your recipes and access them from the store. I thought I'd mention how I do this, but in a lazier way. I snap a photo of recipes and then add them to a folder in Dropbox. I can then access them from the iPhone Dropbox app. You can even search text and all that. Plus, then I know what it's supposed to look like. Just a suggestion. Cheers. No, I thought about that, but they're always too small, and I don't like trying
I'm
to
old.
Make them.
I can't
old.
See.
So, but it's easier to read my when cataracts. It's in my email form. So. And I can forward it, or I can print it if I need it, or if I needed to give you a recipe, or one of our new listeners, Alex from the North Carolina, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He's starting Weight Watchers, and so he needed some recipes, so I forwarded it, which I'm starting on Tuesday, by the way.
I don't ever recall seeing his picture, but
what?
He's kind of cutesies.
Oh, this not Anthony guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Google Plus. I don't want to take the tour right now.
Actually, you are right. He kind of is. Okay, so I guess, is that it for the show then?
That's it for the show. That's for 502.
502.
So we're going to
leave
now. Ricky
sniffs some glue.
I know. I can't believe I might actually be home before 9 o'clock.
Let's
I'm
hurry,
so excited.
Let's hurry this shit along.
What? All right. Okay.
So we got to go. This is Ricky.
This is James DeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Here we go. Testing.
Testing. Juicy burps. Testing. Hi.
Ball sacks.
What's that?
That is your website.
Be the website that I'm on. That.
Oh.
Where the fuck is the music coming from?
Oh, are you on MySpace?
Scarily enough, no. I'm on a theater's website.
La da da.